There's a lot that we could talk about today, or that I could talk about today. As a matter of fact, when I started out with my list of things I wanted to talk about, and I shared it around with the executive team, they all came back to me and they said, you have how long? I mean, you can't get to all this stuff. And so I've scaled it back quite a bit. But where to start and how to start? Well, from my perch where I sit in the organization, there are significant challenges on the horizon. There is a great deal that is uncertain at this point in the environment. You've heard, I thought actually the opening discussion this morning was quite provocative in terms of thinking about what the future could hold and how uncertain it is, even for folks that spend pretty much all their time thinking about what the future might hold. But a few things that we've been knocking around and that we're trying to keep in mind within the building I work in and the one where our headquarters is located is, first off, and you've heard a lot of talk about this, will there be tax reform in the United States this year or next year? And if so, what is the implementation going to be like for the Internal Revenue Service? I'm not going to get into this in my talk at all, but we've attrited numbers of people. Ann Devereaux was talking about the concerns she has with respect to writing rules on a narrow area. I'm worried about implementation across the whole range of items that touch business. How are we going to deal with that? Anytime we do anything in tax reform, we've got to get out training materials. We have to have guidance. We need forms. We need systems. We have to be able to do something with the data. Our systems, and this is something that Commissioner Koskinen would have said, are held together with duct tape. We've got very old equipment. It needs to be updated. And I think that the stresses that are going to come about with a change are going to be significant, and we are going to be tested to implement.